Well, we're always a thorn in their side, and their policy was always to belittle the rabbinic authorities and to try basically to discredit the rabbinic authorities. But it never works, because everybody knows, just as in any other religion, that you know that the rabbinical authorities are the voice, the real core of what the religion is. Just like you cannot expect, let's say, a Buddhist to be the Pope of Christianity. So I mean, somebody who's totally irreligious or something you don't expect to be the leader of Judaism. So people know at the end of the day that the really religious are the ones who are the core strength of the religion. Therefore, they're afraid of us, of the Orthodox, the deeply Orthodox. They're afraid of Naturae Cartae. They always reckon, when they make decrees, how it will affect, whether there will be large vocal protesting and so forth. In our history, we know they've pleaded with our leaders that we should, when we make demonstrations, we should come to them and request a permit to make a demonstration, for instance. And our rabbis say, no, we do not recognize you. When they would get arrested, we would say, they would be pulled into the court, and they would say, why have you done this? You say, Enei Makir, I do not recognize you. Enei Makir, we do not recognize you. They would put them in jail, then there would be demonstrations and so forth. So, of course, they reckon with us, but unfortunately, they have such power that they exist, and we haven't been able to still them. There's a very important issue that I was speaking till now about the fact that it's against God because we're forbidden to have a state. Of course, there's something that we have to speak about, which is, it is against God to steal land from people. It is against God to oppress a people, to kill a people, subjugate the people. And even if not stealing the per se each private land, but stealing the self-rule of the people. This is against God. A Jewish person has to be compassionate. We have to emulate God. That is the requirement of a Jew. We are taught that we have to mahu rachem af ata tehi rachem. Just like He is compassionate, God, you have to be compassionate. So the whole ideology of Judaism is, like I say, in total contrast, total contradiction to what the Zionism is about. Not being compassionate, of suppressing the Palestinian people. And our rabbis and the laymen, all the Orthodox, the really Orthodox, are tremendously pained by what the Zionist people are doing to the Palestinians. And it always pains us, and it embarrasses us, humiliates us, and doubly so because it is being done in the name of the Jewish people, in the name of Judaism, in the name of godliness, which is a tremendous desecration of God's name. So this is also an issue why it's, like I say, diametrically opposed to Judaism from Zionism.